Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
My name is Tessa Bell Gorm Wilkinson, and I received a smartwatch in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no place, there's no charger, there's no place to charge it. They told me that it's inside. I pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're supposed to charge it on, because I have no appliances for it to be charged on. My phone, my computer,
mm-hmm.
all there is plastic with two metal things on it. What do you plug it into to charge it?
Okay,
and then there's no buttons at all on it to find out, like, what's what. Like, it's just a plain, basic black watch that's
mm-hmm.
plastic with just the when you take the arms off,
mm-hmm.
the one arm has plastic and two metal bars on it. That's it.
That's it.
I mean, mm-hmm. how can this be a smartwatch? Where's the button? It don't look nothing like the picture on the box.
It doesn't look anything like what I'm looking. Okay.
No, it has no buttons to push. Like, there's no, you can't even
yeah.
open it up to put a battery in it. There's nothing. Like, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, why would they do this to people?
Right. That, I don't know. I just work for a third-party call center. If I may have your zip code so I can better assist you.
17112.
17112? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Amy. I have your first and your last name.
My first name is Tessabel. T-E-S-S-I-B-E-L. My last name is G-O-R-H-A-M. And then space Wilkinson.
Hold on one moment. I'm looking.
This was shipped. I have this the packing slip here.
Mm-hmm.
It was shipped 3/28/22. And it says smartwatch black 01, description smartwatch MR1. But I don't know. It's nothing like the directions that's in the box. It
mm-hmm.
tells you how to go about doing things. Like, you can't do anything.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, I mean, did they get it mixed up and send me the wrong one?
I don't know. From what you're describing, it could be quite possible. But, you know, sometimes businesses will advertise something, then when you get it, it's not what you
exactly
order.
But
you know what
I'm saying is this.
So,
I understand that, but I don't like being ripped off either.
No,
I'm a senior
does.
Citizen, and this is illegal. You just can't send somebody something and it doesn't like work. At least if I knew how to charge it, or there
right.
was a button, because it's supposed to have all these different functions. For your heart rate, your blood pressure, the steps you take, incoming calls, WeChat, Twitter, Facebook, an alarm clock, all this stuff
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be on it, and it comes in three different colors, and I know it's made in China. Well, everything's made in China now,
basically,
so that doesn't surprise
yeah.
me, but this this is nothing. Like, on the box, it has two places where it says it's fully charged, and then when it doesn't have a charge at all, and there's nothing. The watch is just plain. It's like there's no buttons on it. There's nothing. There's no place to plug in a charger. And if I take the one arm off, it's just
mm-hmm.
plastic. And if I take the other one off, it's plastic with two metal bars. And when I called
mm-hmm.
earlier,
mm-hmm.
the lady I talked to, She I think she was an Asian woman.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, well, just take the arm off and plug it into your computer. My computer has nothing like that on it.
Right.
Like, I mean, even my son's, and he's got a brand new computer.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a port where you can plug this in. Like he said, I don't know what they're telling you, Mom, but this watch is nothing. It's a gag.
Mm. From a child. Yeah. Let's see. When children tell you stuff like that, it's like.
Well, I'm not a child.
No, I'm
okay?
saying when your child told you that, it must have had you have questions.
No, my child is not very is smart. Not young either. My child is 39 years old.
Oh, when you said child, but I was like, still, children do have.
And he's very well known. He knows about computers. And he said, Mom, this is garbage. He said, I don't know what they're trying to pull on you, but this is nothing like what the box says and the directions say. They either sent you the wrong watch or they just took your money.
Yes, ma'am. Can you spell your first name for me one more time, please?
It's T like Tom, E like Edward, S like Sam, S like Sam, I like Irene, B like Bob, E like Edward, L like Larry.
Okay. Tessa Bell. And how you spell your last name, ma'am?
I have G as in George, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, and then there's a space, and then W like Walk, I like Israel, L like Larry, K like Kathy, I like Israel, N like Nancy, S like Sam, O like Oscar, and N like Nancy.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, nothing's coming under your first or your last name either. Give me one moment.
I got an order number.
You do. Let me have it.
Yes. It's 6788-59289.
Hopefully this will work. Give me one moment. Give me a moment. Why? Oh my goodness! You said the order number was. Give me the order number one more time. I do apologize.
6788-59289.
Oh, that's what I had. I don't know why I thought I had it wrong. Nothing popped up with your order number, which is. See, do you by any chance have an email address?
Yeah, it's my name.
Tessa Bell.
It's my name, Tessa Bell Gorm Wilkinson at gmail.com.
Okay.
And something told me to save when I got that message telling me that my order would be on its way in a few days. But I didn't save it because I figured, okay, well, when it gets here, it gets here. I'm not going to worry about it. But I had to pay $7.95 to have this shipped to me. And like I said, I don't usually do stuff like this, but like I've been wanting one of these because I have high blood pressure and stuff like that. And like it's so much easier. My daughter has one, but hers is an iPhone one. And all she does is put it on her iPhone charger. And her charger, because she has a flat thing that she puts her phone on and plug it in, and she just sits her phone on it.
Yes,
but I don't like iPhones. Mine is an Android.
I have an Android, too. Yeah. It's just sensitive.
I don't like iPhones. I just don't like them.
You know, you can take pictures. I can't take, do FaceTime or anything.
Well,
I'm at the store terrified. Is this what they want?
With my phone, I can take all the pictures that I want. I can move them. I can do a lot of different things. I want the phone out where you can make people disappear that are in your picture.
Get out of here. Wow.
They have a phone where you can literally, like, if you're saying you're doing a video.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, say your son or your grandson or whatever is playing ball or something and you're doing a video and you just want to capture certain things and there's a whole bunch of other stuff in the background, you can just get it, take it out. Like, there's a way you can, set up in the phone where you can just make everything except for the field and the players on the field show up. And all the people in the stands can disappear. Like, you can get rid of all of that.
Wow.
And then you can make them, like, you can actually make, like, say you can have say you're taking pictures of your dog or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he's jumping around. You can actually make them sit still, or you can, like, it has so many features, but it's really expensive phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, to me, I don't need all of that. As long as I can take a picture and save it,
yes.
and then I can, you know what I mean?
Good.
Like, I have a service that the pictures that I want to keep,
mm-hmm.
I can just send those pictures on, you know, like, out through a message,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Attach them all, and the photo company will develop them for free, and I just have to pay the $5 and something to ship them.
What
and
phone
I get
is
100.
This? That's interesting.
My phone is a Samsung.
Oh, that's what I have. That's what I have.
The Samsung is one of the best phones they make.
Yeah, that's what I have. And I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I just recently got my phone an upgrade. I had no idea all that.
I got this one, like, I think last year.
Wow,
but
okay.
The one that I want costs $500.
Okay. That's not bad.
I don't want to pay for years. You know what I mean? Like, it costs, like, maybe $25 extra a month on your bill.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband told me, if you want to go ahead and get it, but I can't see paying $500
for
a daggone
phone. Yeah.
You know, especially one that you got to carry around. You know,
right.
Now if I had a way I could clip it to, you know, something
mm-hmm.
to where I couldn't lose it or something like
something
that, that
like
would be
that.
Different.
But, yes, ma'am.
But that's what they need to do. Make a phone that, you know, you can, you know,
mm-hmm.
put it, like, hook it onto something and it can catch onto your clothes or
yes.
something that you
something.
Can't lose it.
Yeah, yes,
because
ma'am.
When you're in a store and you're carrying your phone with you while you're digging for your information or your cards or whatever, you always
mm-hmm.
sit your phone down.
You
I
do.
I always put mine in my back pocket.
Yeah.
I always put mine in my back pocket. And, like, if I have my coat on, I put it in my jacket
pocket. Yeah.
I don't never sit it down because,
mm-mm.
believe me, if you sit it down
mm-hmm.
and you walk away when you come back, oh, what phone? No, I didn't see no
cell
phone. Yeah, so your phone is gone. So now you got to go get a whole new phone.
Yes,
you know,
because people
no,
don't
I'm
want to be
not
honest. No.
Yeah, and the bad part about it is then you have to cancel the service on that line. You got to change your number. You got to get another phone. You got to go through all that, and it's not worth it. Like, it's really not. And nowadays, you can't even get Obama phones free. They charge you for them.
Yes.
And you got to pay so much a month for them. Because I have a friend that can't afford a phone, and they had an Obama phone, and now they're telling him, you know, that the phone that he has is outdated and he needs an upgrade, but they'll send him a SIM card, but he has to pay $25 a month for service.
Yes, ma'am.
And I said, that's bull crap, you know.
Did you say at Gmail, correct? Or did you say Hotmail?
Gmail. At gmail.com.
Ooh, good. That's how I was waiting. I was like, I know why she said. And nothing is popping up. Nothing.
See, that's what I'm saying. I have a tracking number
mm-hmm.
that came from USPS.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to try it? I can try the tracking number, or if you feel comfortable with the first 6 digits of your credit card, we can try it that way to look for your account. If you
feel
comfortable.
First 6 digits?
Yes, of your credit card.
The first 6 digits. Hold on. Okay. Where are you at?
Say that again.
Where are you at? Like,
we're located in California. It's just third party.
What is all that? What is all that rattling?
My headset. Static.
Oh.
Static.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's 473310.
Thank you for telling me, because I was not aware of that. Again, waiting for my computer to finish loading. Computers load so slow sometimes.
But you're in California?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how come this was sent from North Huntington,
no,
Pennsylvania?
This is, a lot of businesses use third-party call centers, and third-party call centers are, somewhere else out of where, they are, where the businesses are.
No, this business is in Pennsylvania, and you're calling me from California?
Yes, ma'am. We're just a third-party call center. And I am looking for you.
Well, I mean, I can take this to the post office and find out exactly where it came from.
Yes, ma'am. But,
there's numbers on this package, too.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just looking for you with your first 6 digits of your credit card number. Looking. No, ma'am. But you want to try the last 4, but you are not pulling up for me at all.
Okay, so what you're telling me is I just got scammed?
No, that's not what I'm saying. You're just contacted the wrong number. Because, like I was saying, a lot of businesses use a third-party call center. You may not have a product with our company. One of the products
What is the name of your company?
We handle a wide variety of products. I can give you some offhand. I can think of Keto Diet, Terry.
What about Import Direct Gadgets?
I don't know. Heard of those. No, ma'am.
Okay, well, yeah. This is the number that's on my paper.
Yes, I look for you. First name, last name, email address, the phone number you provided me with. Unless you want to do your last 4 digits of your credit card, we can try that way.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I'm going to take it back to the to the post office and make a complaint.
Yes, ma'am.
And find out what's going on, because this doesn't make any sense. This is really wrong. Mm-hmm. And like, for people to do this to people are really ignorant.
Yes.
And it will be reported to the police.
Yes, ma'am.
As a scam, because that's what it is, a scam. So, I mean, I'm glad I didn't lose a lot of money behind it.
Yes, ma'am.
But one thing in general that I have found out is that why would they put your phone number on here if it's coming from someplace else totally different? I will find out who is actually at this address and this place, and I will find out where it actually came from by them tracking it through the USPS tracking number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because this is not right. You don't do this to people. I'm sorry,
right.
It's not legit. Why would you try to rip people off?
Right.
Like, you're not making that much money.
No, I mean, I didn't work for a third-party call center. I tried, to look for your account various different ways.
Why don't you try this here number? Because I have 2 other numbers on here.
Okay. What number is this?
Okay, it's 062.
I mean, is this a tracking number? What number is this?
No, this isn't a tracking number.
What number is this? I can know what field to put it in.
It doesn't say.
Yeah, I wouldn't know where to put that at. It doesn't say order ID number or tracking number. It doesn't say anything like that on there.
Well, there's a tracking number on it, yeah.
I'll try a tracking number. Go slow, because I know they're very long. I'll use the tracking number.
9400-1112-0250-8346-774527.
Okay. I'll try it this way.
'll take it to the post office and I'll find out where it came from.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry I couldn't locate your account. My apologies for that. But thank you.
No
for
problem.
Calling.
Thank you. Have a
good
day.
You too, and thank you for your support. Enjoy your day as well. Bye bye.
Okay.
All right.